Number 10,119, Jason Hill, south of Road 358, 160 feet east of Mariner's Lane, being Lot 17, Section 2, within Pinecrest Terrace Development. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Just state your name and address for the record.
Jason Hill, 38269 Sandy Cove Road, Ocean View, Delaware.
And you just want to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but yourself, you got it.
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Sorry to have you here for this. When I built the steps, I was told I could invade the setback 5 feet. But what I wasn't told, if it went over 4 feet, then I couldn't invade the setback. Steps are already built. They're beautiful. You could hold a truck with them. I don't want to tear them down. I would have put them on the building had I known. Too late now.
Okay.
I have pictures if you want to see them.
Yes, if you have money.
Sure.
Would you please? Appreciate that.
Well, let's see. What about the shed?
What about the shed? It was existing. It's been there since 19, who knows when, before I bought it.
Well, that doesn't make it legal.
What'd I do to it? What did I do to it? It was already there.
Still doesn't make it legal. If somebody just set the previous owner put the shed there, it still has to meet the setback requirements. And that was also requested in this application.
What was? The only thing I knew that I had messed up on was the steps.
Well, written on
shed was existing. The shed's been there since I bought it.
Written on your application is requesting a 13.4-foot variance in the 40-foot front yard.
For the shed.
For the shed, and a 2.1-foot variance from the side.
No.
I believe the office picked that up.
That's from the office staff.
No.
In the
okay.
After the review on the application, after he's gone.
And no one, apparently no one called him to tell him.
Yes, ma'am.
No. That's a new one. No, it's been there. It's existing. It's since before I bought the place. I haven't done anything to it. Cleaned it, painted it, did some things, but that's about it.
His shed can be in the front yard then, right?
Yes.
Okay. You meet the 40-foot setback, okay. Now, the second-story deck, it's too close.
Yeah, the steps.
The steps.
Because I was told they can invade 5 feet.
That's right.
If they're first-floor steps.
If they don't go over, I didn't get that 4 feet part. I didn't hear that. I didn't know about it. I didn't know anything about it. Otherwise, I put the steps. We wouldn't have been here. I would have put the steps on the building. No big deal. But you know, I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was great to be able to invade the setback with the steps. I really did. Thank you. But here we go. Because it did. It made it so much nicer. You know, nicer set of steps. Looked better. My neighbor loves it. Everybody, I mean, I haven't heard anybody complain. So, I don't
know. You know if a permit was issued for the shed? Did anybody check that?
A permit what?
For your shed. Was there, we're trying to find out if there was a permit for it.
It's not listed here, but I don't know if it's prior to 82 or so.
Right.
I would think.
Okay.
Although I didn't buy it, I bought it in 2002.
Property.
Yeah, the property.
Shed was already there.
Shed was already there.
Obviously, you didn't get a survey.
When I bought the house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really? Normally, attorneys catch that kind of thing.
You want to see it? It's listed on this survey.
Yeah, that's it.
We've got a copy of it here.
Mm-hmm. And we got a copy.
Typically, the attorneys pick up on the...
Well, I bought a piece of property in Dewey. It had a detached garage that was over top of the setback. And I was since able to build an apartment in that. I came before you because I was told I had to get a board of adjustment or variance for that. But since I wasn't changing the outside, didn't do anything to the garage exterior-wise, I didn't need a variance, and I got my $150 back. So I don't know why this shed is being any more difficult.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? I think that's one. Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10119. As I don't think it'll alter central character of the neighborhood, it seems to fit in pretty well with the rest of the community, and there's no opposition.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10119. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a beautiful day. Be safe.